目前对。
Vish, Payam, Bays, and Sanhedrin, five lines from the bottom, from the top. Kol Chayvim Mises. The Mishnah said that all the different Chayvim Mises got mixed up with one another. So you give them the most, the Kuladika Misa. Shmamina, we see from there, Misa Davar Chamer. You give the guy, someone gets Hasra for Davar Chamer. Let's say someone was giving Hasra for Chiv Skila. And then what happened was that he got mixed in here, and you end up giving him the more Kal Misa. So here the Hasra would also be good for the Davar Kal, for the life of the thing. Now when you give the guy Hasra, before we see this Gemara, you have to warn him, don't do this in this thing, because if you do it, you're going to get this punishment. So now when you give this fellow Hasra here, you had given him Hasra for Skila, and now we see it's going to work for the more Kal de Kamisa, Kal de Kainish. Yeah? Okay. So Shmami no Meisa Davar Chamer, Ava Meisa Davar Kal. So Amir V'yumiya, Hacha Ma'yiskinon, Kagoyin Shesru Ba'yistam. The case was, they warned the fellow, don't do this Avera, because it's going to get you. He didn't say because it's going to get you. He said, don't do this in this Avera, because you're going to get killed. He didn't tell him exactly.
Which Misa.
Didn't say which Misa it is, exactly. But Yisro Ba'yistam, he gave him a stam warning. He said, he had Hasra, but it wasn't the Spitz best Hasra that he could possibly have, explaining him to the very last nitty gritty detail. Vai Tanu, it's this Tanya. So Tanya, I have a Braisa. Vishar Chayvim Mises Shebetayra, and the other Chayvim Mises, which Rashi explains here, there's only one person that doesn't need Hasra, and they'll kill him. Besides Chavar. The Kui, Chavar could be a Shiloh. Mesis. Someone's trying to get other people to serve by the Zara. That fellow does not need any Hasra.
Amosha also.
Mesis doesn't need Hasra?
Amosha.
Yeah? Okay. Okay, so the Gemara says, so we're continuing on. Bishar Chavi Mesis, the other Chavi Mesis besides Mesis, Shebetayra, all the other people that are Chayv Misa, Eima Misa Naisai, the only way you can kill them is Elov, is with Be'eda. Eda is Bezin, Ve'edim, and you need Edim, Ve'asra, and Asra. Now, in Echanami, by Mesis, you do need Edim, and you do need Eda. The only thing that by Mesis does not need is the Hasra. Ve'ad Shoyodiyu, Shulchayv Misis Bezin. You have to tell the guy that you are going to be Mechayev Misa Bezin. You don't have to tell him what Misa. The choice of maybe four Misas. You tell the guy you're going to be, if you do this Avera, you know you're going to get killed. How? That's Bezin's job to decide how they're going to kill you. That is the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Ad Shiyadiyu B'Eza Misa Neri. You have to actually warn the fellow and tell him which Misa he's going to get. It's not just enough to warn the guy that you're going to get killed. You have to say specifically you're going to get, let's say, Sreifa, or you're going to get Chenik. If you give the guy the wrong warning to the wrong Misa, the Bezin will send him free because you didn't give him the guy the right warning. So basically, see Tanakhama, you don't have to warn the guy exactly what he's going to get. See, the Rabbi, you do have to. So getting back to our Mishnah, so our Mishnah was a case that he warned him, Stam. They warned the fellow, don't do this in Zavera, because if you do it, you're going to get killed. They didn't say Skila or the Sreif, whatever. They didn't get involved in the specifics. So Fi Rabbanon, that is going to work to end up killing the fellow for on the lower level Misa. So now getting back to what the alumnus of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda is. So Tanakhama, Yalof Mekoshish. Tanakhama learns out his din from Mekoshish. What was the case of Mekoshish? Mekoshish, they didn't know he collected the wood on Shabbos. They locked him up, but they didn't know when they warned him. They didn't know which mitzvah they were going to give him. Because the reason why they locked him up is kiloi parash mayata. They didn't know what to do with him. So they didn't know what to do with him in the beginning there. So when they warned him before that, a few minutes before they locked him up, the Levite didn't know what to do with him. Right? Doesn't make sense. They knew when he was doing the ma'isa, they knew what to do, and then a minute later, they didn't know what to do. No, Shad, they didn't know what to do from the get go. But what they warned the guy that it says mechala amezumas, that you're going to get killed. The guy for sure had a warning, but it wasn't on a specific misa. So that's how Tanakhama could learn out his din that you're going to be chayiv, even though you don't warn the guy for that specific misa. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Mekayishish was Harasha Isa. Mekayishish was Harasha, and you can't learn out from a Harasha. Yeah, we had it last.
But no, was that on
the Mekoshis?
Was it on?
Was that on the Mekoshis? Or that was Megadif. One second. Was on
Megadif
or Rosh Hashanah? Yeah.
That was
Megadif. Right, it was Megadif. Right. Tais over there. Tais over there. Send you to here. Because my number. Come on, Mekoshis Nami
Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? In regards, what does it mean? What does it mean?
Because if really, because Rashi is going to tell you that really the pasuk is, it says in the pasuk yumas hames. You have to tell him exactly which mis he's getting. So if you have a lima from the pasuk that tells you have to have be warned exactly in that misa, so here by Mekoshes you don't have that. That makes a rasha. It's a one time thing. Yeah.
You have to say it. What does it have? How do you know you have to say it specifically?
Tanakam doesn't hold of it. Tanakam holds you can learn out from
Mekayishis. We just said just now that when a person has to yachir atzmo with
Misa,
that means I have to tell the person. What is this yachir Misa? There's a Where does that come from? Where is that? What's the core to that?
From Yumas Hameis. It was the earlier Gemara.
Yumas Hameis. Anytime it says Yumas Hameis.
So that's how the Gemara learns out from over there. Okay, let's see Rashi's. Where are we holding? The second skinny line. Shmamina minitani yadunu bekalam. There's a shaila in the Gittin here. If it's beskila or it's bekalam, but I think this bekalam makes a little more sense. Nur Gemara changes to bekala. Minitani yadunu bekali. Get the lighter misa. Maestra la misa chamura. Someone has warned for a stricter punishment. Have maestra la misa kala. That hasra could also carry over to the misa kala. Mishum the kala. Bichlal chamura, the mitzvah kalam is included in the chamura one. The leavim mitzvah of the mitzvah kalam, so it would not be a hasra for a mitzvah kalam. Hanach the neschay v'chamura, the people that are meschay in the mitzvah chamura, hek neschayvu v'kala. How could they be they change the gear, so the same? Doesn't really read right. The skiva would be only lefi. Reb Shimon, if you're Rabbanon, skila is more chamura, so you can't say if they're mischayv chamura, heik mischayv beskila. Doesn't read. The change of bekala, hale aster behemisa. They didn't get hasra of this misa. V'niftu legamri, they should be pater. El neil mihalcha the having maestro. You should learn from here that it is a good hasra. Amir miyamia, mihalcha lekel neilav. You can't learn out from here because why? They gave us stam misa. Mashma can be included in that asra. Sai a kal and sai a chomer. V'hai tanu, it's this tanu to come on loivin and lahaskir shem isa misa. You do not have to specifically say that misa. V'shar chayim misas, chutz mi mesis, except for mesis shein asar hasra, the mesis nani asra. The Rachmana says, Loi Sachmo, do not have any Rachmanas, Loi Sachatzalov, and don't cover up for him. Which means Mesis, get rid of the fellow. Eidav Eidin, Lav Dafka B'Mesis, Lab dafka. Because why? For Mesa's Nami, Eidim Veidim. You Eidim Veida. You have to have, even by Mesa's, you don't need Hasra, but you have to have Eidim there and you have to have Eida. Kaba, you need. Behind the knock is. Eidim means Vezdin, and Eidim is Eidim. Vishar, that which we said, Vishar, Chayim, Mishra, V'Tayra, it's really going on, Mishra, Masra, Nakala. The only difference is the Hasra. Yalav, Mim, Mekoshesh. Shamoit, Timoit, the people that found him, Lo Yisru, Bo Yishem, Misasai. They didn't warn him of his Misa. Why? V'Lehav, Yadilo. They didn't know what the guy was going to get then. He knew he was going to get killed. They didn't know what. Ela, Misa, Stam. All he knew was he's going to get killed.
Exactly. Some say it was what? It was they made a pile or something. What did he do?
You want to know what he did wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it by all other of the Lamites Malachos, we knew the.
No, we didn't. We until then we just knew Mechala and Mois Yumas. Tara hadn't told us what Misa the guy was going to.
So we didn't know Bechlal any of them. We did not know any of the misos. We didn't know which misa was by Shabbos. By other the term was given already, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why was this different than anything else?
They didn't know. Things were given. I'm saying Pesach Sheni also was only came around afterwards, right? There were things that had to be clarified. Right?
What's the klal anytime it says Mos Yumas?
It means skila, right? Or yeah. What does it mean? Skila or something? Chenek, right? I saw someone over here last Gemara. 1 second. Yeah, the Taisa asked that on the last Gemara. So I've got this the Misa Stam Chenek. How can you tell me they didn't know what Misa is? The Chara Mos Yumas means Chenek. So there, Mikhaika Svar Hay Madama Loivit Avaid Kam. I would have learned out to Shabbos of Edizar. Why? Edizar gets skila. So Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, Kuyfer Biker. It's like your Kuyfer Biker. The Kuyfer Meister Bracious. So just like someone's Mechal Shabbos, like he's Kuyfer Biker, like it does of Edizar. And of Edizar gets skila. So I might have thought also Shabbos gets, and maybe Shabbos will get skila, as opposed to Chanik. That was their debate. And the answer is like it was, that you do get skila. You don't learn out from the Odiris for all the generations. You learn out Hasra from Yumas Ameis. She had to ask in the Misa. Isa Misa Mashmam. That Misa. Taisa asks a very Gishmak Kasha here. Taisa says, and told to you, the Gemara starts off and says, Moisa Dover Chomer should be a Hasra for a Dover Kal. In fact, Taisa, he had a Gemara earlier that learned out from Sukkim that he can't kill the person with one of the prescribed misas. Kill him any way possible. So here, what do you bring me, Raya, that Moses of Chomer, Dastrov, is going to be a good Australian for life? The thing is, if you can't kill the guy in Derech number one, say, Skila, so kill him in any other way possible. So the Gemara should have said, you have no Raya Bechlal over here. I have a Lima from before, there was some Sukkim over there that learned out that you have to kill the guy any way possible. So over here also, kill this fellow any way shy. Taisa over here, he doesn't answer. He's Bleib Shver. This is a small line. This is the Taisa's, the Vim Taimar right before Hanna Skull. So he says, I explained it in the Gemara before. So in the Gemara, in Memhei Amabez, Taisa's answer is a very two different terutzim. First terutz was that only when the case was the guy that where the Gemara learned out that you kill the person any way possible, that was when the it was like Adam Zayim and the guy ran away from Bezdin. So Taisa says only when the case of Barach, where he's running away, Bezdin had a chance to kill him and the guy ran away. So we see that type of fellow who's going to be running away, so then Bezdin could kill him in any way possible. Mashenkin in a regular case, a scenario where Bezdin has him in their custody. Snapshot, the guy's running away. So there, you can't just go and kill the guy any way possible. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two was, over there, there's a special drasha. I think it's for Adam Zaymimim. And it may have been Irani Dachas, there's some other Anshim, but only over there we have a special limud to tell you to kill him, that there you could kill him in any other way possible. Al Sidrash of B'chol Misa Shat Yachal Misa. However, in a case, in regular Chiv Mises, where you do not have that drasha to tell you that you could get killed in any other Misa, then I have to come out to the regular, go with the regular rules of Maiso Davar Chomer. Is it a Hasra for Davar Kalina? Yeah, anyway possible. So then Taisus in Makkah, not what you want to mention, Taisus in Makkah says that that's all, anyway possible by them means any type of Misa, as opposed to Dalin Mises. All the other Chayvi Mises, you would have to kill, one second, by the other, in the case of, say, Seach, where the Gemara had the Limud, or with Adam Zayman, where they had the Limud, so then they could kill a fellow, kill this guy, in any way possible, even not Dalin Mises. My Shengen over here, by us, you have to kill him in these specific Dalin Mises, and once you're going with the Dalin Mises, then you would have to go with the Asra. So basically, there's three somewhat different truths.
But in general, I understand we have a number of people all together. They all have different mises, right?
Right.
They mix together.
Mm-hmm.
So the Mishnah says you give them a call, right?
Right.
I should have asked this before, but it does not help for the person who is Chayav Skila.
Yeah.
A person that needs Skila for Kapara. And he gets chenek. That's very nice. You got chenek. That's not good. You have to go through suffering. That's not as so much suffering as skila is.
So fine. Who says not? You know what Rashi here says? The kala b'chal chamura. So he's getting at least somewhat. So you're right. He may be chaser part of his punishment. Who says not? But for what Bezdin could do, they could only go with the demon. They can't just go and take the rule in their own hands.
Right, I'm not saying they should kill. I didn't say they should kill him.
You're worried that the guy's not getting his maximum kapara.
He's not getting a kapara. If you can't do what you are supposed to do, so Hashem will take care of him.
So fine, let Hashem take care of him.
Right.
But Bezdin still has rules. They have to kill this fellow. The guy's Mechuy Misa. Right.
So it's not so difficult. So in the next world, his
judgment
will be a little different. He'll get
more. Bezdin will take care of him, but we, in the guidelines of Bezdin, we have to follow our rule book.
This guy did this with Vera; he deserves skila.
Yeah, but now he's mixed in with other people.
Right.
He can't do it. So you do whatever Bezdin can do, they're going to do.
Also, Misa, by Pesukim, has purposes other than expiatory. There are Pesukim which make reference to giving a kapara to the land, and there are Pesukim which give reference to removing the evil from your midst. So all of those are going to be Pesukim as well.
You mean even if he doesn't
Okay, so basically, just to sum up that last Gemara, there's a machlokes, if Hasra for Davar Chomer would be Hasra for Davar Kal, in case that was a Mishael in the Gemara, and the Gemara once says, no Raya from there, because we're talking about he gave the guy Hasra plain, he's going to get killed, not specifying that Misa, and that's going to be Machlokes, said that type of Hasra is good enough, but Mises for sure does not need any Hasra. Haniskalin v'nisrafin. So the Mishnah said, we started explaining different cases of people getting mixed in. So the first case was people that were Mechayiv Lohanaskalim, they got mixed in with Nisrafin. So Kashis, when you learn, or that was the first case of Shimon Ivan and Dinah Meskila, Shimon says you get Skila because Srefa is Chamor, and the Chamor say you get Srefa. Okay, so now back in the Gemara. Mastilein Rabbi Cheskel the Rami Bray. Rabbi Cheskel told the saying over to Rami, his son. Hanisrafin bin Iskalim. Let's say Nisrafin got mixed into Niskalim. So Rashi, you have to explain that. What is the rive here? Who got mixed into who? So the Nisrafim, the Nisrafim are the Miyat. They got mixed in to the Niskalim which are the right. So you have the majority, let's say you have 100 people of the Achayiv Skila, they got mixed in to one person, or in one person of the Achayiv Sreif, it got mixed into them. Okay? Hanisraf and Miniskal
in. You don't have to rove anyhow, right?
Well, we'll see in the Gemara. We'll see if you go after the right. We'll see the Gemara, there's a taste. We'll give the Gemara a chance a second here.
Right.
Yes.
People that are already convicted, they know what the crime they're convicted for, right?
Okay.
So, couldn't they just ask the fellow what are you supposed to get?
Well, who says you believe him? Who says guys should believe him? I saw there was someone asked that, but they put it on a different twist of Kimley.
He's going to want to get the man. He's going to want to get his.
Right.
So,
but he doesn't want to die that way. Why should the guy want to
die? Anyway. He's going to die anyway.
So what? But still, like, why should the guy die with the skilo? Let him die in an easier death. Right? I saw someone ask one. Okay.
I mean, but if you want to be strong, you could say, I really deserve a better
reason. Could he say Kimle on that thing? I know I'm getting that misa. I don't know. I saw some somewhere in the back of the Siftigum when I talked about it. I don't remember offhand. I'm sorry. Okay, so getting back to the Gemara. So Rav Shimon says they get Skila Shestreif Chamur. Shestreif is Chamur. So Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda told back to Rav Yechezkel, Abba Leitis Nayahachi. You should not, don't read the Mishnah Hanisraf and Beniskala. Because my area, the Sreifa Chamurim, why do you have to come on and say Sreifa is Chamur? Tapek Leib, Ruben is Skull in the Noom. Say that you have Ruben is Skull. Why does Rav Shimon say, in the case of an Israf and a Skullim, they should all get Skila because Sreifa is Chamur? See, Rav Shimon should have said, the reason why everyone gets Skila is because there's a rave of Skila. There's 100 people here in this pile that are chayiv in Skila. So, be mechayiv in Skila for that reason. You don't have to come on and say that Skila is more kal. That's really irrelevant here. So therefore, he tells him, change the girsa to say, how should you learn it? Haneskalin v'nisrafim. So people that are chayiv Skila, one guy that's a chayiv Skila got mixed into a majority that is chayiv Sreifa. Rav Shimon says, in that case, you don't have a skila, they should get skila. Shasreifa chamura. Because Sreifa is more chamur. It's not the same thing. Because in the first case we said, 100 people that were mechayiv skila, one person's chayiv Sreifa got mixed into them. And that the Gemara says, what do you have to come on and say? They all get skila. Because skila is more kal. Say the reason why they're getting skila is because you have a majority that are mechayiv skila. The Gemara is changing it, saying no, you have 100 people that are chayiv sreifa, and one guy that's chayiv skila got mixed into them. So now you can't come onto the majority because the majority is sreifa. Still, Shimon is going to hold that they're going to get the skila because that's the kal de kemisa. Even though the roiv is should tell you to get sreifa.
Okay, now first of all.
Right.
We don't say. We say this
rove
is
balei chayim. Yeah, for sure. That's part of the bottom places. He says we go after rove by dinin nefashis. You go after rove because this thing, the Gemara in Chulin wants to say if you kill a fellow, maybe he was a treifa. How do you know the guy's not a treifa? You put him on the chazaka. All those you put him on a rove. Right, rove people aren't treifas. The Gemara brings a bunch of different rives over there. You go after rove and they negate dinin nefashis. Maybe the guy that kills, that hits his father, maybe it's not really his father.
Right, it's all those things.
So you go after right?
Right.
So what was your question was, you shouldn't go after right. So the Gemara, that's for sure Gemara that you're going to go after right.
There's also didn't do us either.
Okay, so what is it? What,
no, because, there's two different ways to...
But still, either, why would that would take off... I'm not sure that would take off didn't right. The Gemara says, I'm not sure about the Tila.
Also, I don't know if I've asked this before, but I thought this was like a
kavua to get things. Oh, so that's one. So his question is, say, I have to go after Rebbe and then the Pashas. First teretz is a very interesting teretz that you can't be, say, a case of Rav, to be mechayev a guy that he's not mechayev in it. You're going to go and change his din that he should be mechayev. There was one person, there's a fellow here that's not mechayev in his scheme of the Srefa. So, you're not going to.
The Gemara is now saying you do go after Rav. We did go after Rav, that's why we have to change the gear, sir.
Right, that was the question. So you should go after Rav.
Right.
Right.
And we do. We would have.
You would have. Right.
The reason we're not is because you have to change it.
Okay.
So we do go after Rav. So what's the
answer? You
go after the light of Misa.
Right, you're saying that even, see, this place is really in the Hamin even before in the Mishnah, but I was just, the Gemara is saying you would go after Rav, and you would give the guy that other Misa. The Gemara changes, right, the Gemara changes and says, to frack you, that what's your kasha now?
Well, I'm saying it's, well, why isn't this Kavua, didn't you think?
Well, what makes this not Kavua? Right, so it could be Kavua. Tzai says it would be Kavua.
So Kavua makes it Nesam
Matzah? Nesam Matzah. So you wouldn't be able to have the right.
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 So what are you telling me? Is a fact?
What, I'm telling you that Kol Kavua is a fact?
No, I'm saying, would you say Kol Kavua in this case?
You would say Kol Kavua.
Okay, so that doesn't make it, there's no Rove anymore.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So there's no Rove, you go after... What? You go after...
You with no rive, you go after whatever the cow or the chumra.
Right.
Right.
So you don't have to change. Why are we changing gears here for to make it that?
Right. So places about what that. We had the third line, fourth line place. We had the product Mara take away the room in the skull in Anu.
Right.
Because the chayra, well, I just told you it shouldn't have any question because of culture war. So he says, not really sure what he's answering. He says, "Halachah brusha lechol pachas legara mishum the room in the skull." Shouldn't be any worse. I don't have a clue how he's bothering. What exactly he means to say over here? But he's bothered by that. That and he's saying even with that turret, you could still have the Gemara's kasha.
Okay. Yeah.
So one thing. So we're holding at the Gemara. So the Gemara ends up changing the girsa and says like our girsa had a skull and got mixed into Nisrafin. In that case, they should get Srefa. The skila is Chamor. Therefore, you want to give the guy Srefa, which is the lower Misa. Let's say, what do you have to come on to that the Srefa is a more Kaldic Misa? Say that Rav and Nisrafa. So go right there after the Rav. Hasam and for the Gemara, Hasam Rabbanon the Kamalei Rav Shimon. Rabbanon talk answering the Sfeir of Shimon. Lididach the Amrit Sreifa Chamura. It's the you that says Sreifa is Chamor. I'll tell you no. Lay Skiba Chamor. 1 second. You said Sreifa is Chamor. Lay Skiba Chamor. We Rabbanon hold that Skiba is more Chamor. But in a Chanami, we possibly could have gone after the rice. But we're just coming to answer you. Your sheet did that help. That Sreif is more Chomer, I'll tell you no, that Skila is more Chomer. Zakta, let's see Rashi before you see the next piece of the Gemara here. Tepik laid the Reuben a skull in Inu. Heichi not, I'm sorry, Hanestrophim in a skull, like 7 lines down from the skinny lines, towards the end. Hanestrophim in a skull, Mashmek going to have a skull in Reuben, then a skull in the right. The Arab who meet of Nisrafen and the meat of Nisrafen got mixed in. Hey, Piklei, the Reuben is calling in. Hey, Chinokatayim, Mishum Diatur Rishai L'Moishel Misa Chamura. Why do you say that you can't put the guy into the more stricter Misa? Blab Hachi, without this, and Dinah Miskilam, Basa Rubi, you should go after Roiv, which should give the guy Skila. Elahechi Snayu, Avua Mahadele, Elahecham Zeno, how should he learn it? Amalei Rav Yehuda, Haneskolim in Nisrafim. Afagav in Nisrafim Ruba. You have a Rav in Nisrafim, in Tani Lev Shimon Biskilam, Mesha Sreva Chamuram. Still, and you see, nice you give them Sreva because, you give the Skila because Skila is more Kal. So the Gemara says that Fira Avonim, why do you have to come on to that? Just say Roiv. The Gemara says no, Hasam Hudim come Stam Yer Avonon Sheskilu Chamura. The Avonon has finished off and say Skilu Mochamur Lav Mesiv time in the Milsayum. They're not coming to give a reason Misayming Haki, because they could have gave the reason of Roiv. Ela Haki Kamri. This is what they mean to say. Yodainu B'Sreifa Kedinai Basaruba. You get Sreifa because of Roiv. Or the Kamri Le Lemezel Basar Miuta. Mishun the Sreif, yeah, what you want to say, go after me, Mishun the Sreif Chamura, Veinan Rashad Linshik Sakalim, you want to tell me, go after the Sreif because it's Chamur, and you can't put the Kalim into that Misa, Bab Chamuri, it's not Chamur, Ela Kali, it's Kal. Now there's an interesting sheet, and basically you have Machlekes and a Skull and a Strafa. Yehuda, Rabbanan hold, give them Sreifa, and Rav Shimon holds that you are going to get Skiba, because Skiba is more Kal. There's a sheet in the Safta that holds that no, you always give the guy Chenek. The guy is going to get this scenario, they get mixed in, give the fellow Chenek. What's the Lamnus? Everyone want to say maybe Lamnus? The Lamnus is like this. The Mepharshim explained that the whole last Gemara was, we got done saying that you have Asra for a Dover Chomer, and they were going to say, no, it's no right because you gave the guy Asra Stam for Misa. You have to, in order to get to this Gemara, you have to say the case is that you gave the this person here, you gave him Hasra for a Hasra Stam. You're going to get killed. So Rabbi Yossi holds that Hasra Stam and getting killed, like you were saying before, a Stam killing is Chenek. So you can't be Machmer on this guy more than what you gave him Hasra. Hasra was you're going to get killed. Stam means it's Chenek. So now that he gets mixed in later on, or even in the case where you give, even Rabbi Yossi would probably hold it in the case where you gave the guy a Stam warning, that would also be you get Chenek, and you can give the guy Skilum or Sreifa here.
You're also right about Poitras.
In what is Chomer, you mean?
Yeah, but they both are driving for what's how. If Chenek already, so then everybody agrees that's how.
Well, Chenek will be Machlekes late in the night. In the safe of the Mishnah, it's going to be Machlekes. Is Chenek the most Kal?
Which left the Sreif and Skila, for sure.
Right, and Chenami. But still, in the other case, it will be, he may end up getting. I mean, in the ratio, there's not going to be any more Machlekes being in Sreif, right. And Chenami, yeah.
Yeah. The Mishnah says you give them to Kal, right?
The Mishnah says you're right. This is after that explains differently. A third sheet, though.
Why can't this case was talking Stam?
Our case was talking Stam. Because the
Gemara.
Hasra was a Stam Hasra. Don't forget, this, the first few lines, the first section of the Gemara was a prelude to this Gemara here on the Skull and Strafi. The Mishnah said, "Kol Chayvim Misish Nesar V'Zevizin Nida Mekala," and the Mishnah started giving examples. So that case of Nida Mekala, we have to get and explain that case first.
So why couldn't it be that you gave him the indirect Hasra?
Because if you give him the direct Hasra, we're going to have a rag that Moisa Davar Chomer is a good Hasra for Davar Kal. We don't want to get involved in that Machlekes. Right? That's the first line in the Gemara. You mean you get it wrong, so you say you are going to, the first thing's going to get Chenek and it's really Skiba? I would think that's not good.
At all,
yeah.
That would
it means you won't give the guy Misa. They lock the guy up probably, but you're not going to, the Misa they won't be able to give the guy.
If you give a smaller one, he deserves a bigger one. That could probably be. Let's say he was Shabbos. And
correct.
He really should have gotten Skila.
Right.
Skila's for Shabbos, right?
Correct.
And you gave him Chenek Hasra.
Right.
The guy said, for Chenek, it's worth to do Boer.
Okay.
But if he knew it was Skila he was getting, he had a pistol and pen to get out of it.
So Okay. That's not the case of our Gemara. That's
the case of. I know.
Right. So you're asking what we're saying that the guy.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Amar Leh Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So, but getting back to this Gemara, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda. Now, Rav Yehuda was Rav Yecheskel's son. So, Shinana, sharp one, Loi Teimalei Lavuchachi. Don't tell your father in like you told him, like so in such a severe lashon. Because Rav Yehuda told. Well, let's get the case straight. Rav Yecheskel was saying the Mishnah, and he had to give it on a Sraphim and a Skalim. And then Rav Yehuda jumped in and said, "Don't learn like that. You got to change the girsa." So Rav Yehuda's son was stark with him. He like sort of told him off. So Shmuel comes and tells Rav Yehuda, "You should know. I'll tell us keep it avim. Don't talk to your father that way." Tanyam, Hareshahaya aviv oivra divitayram. His father, he sees his father being oivra divitayram. Lo yoimer lo abba varta divitayram. You shouldn't say, you know, your father, your Abba, you're being over on Divrei Torah. Stop it. You mean he's the guy doing Avera. Yeah. Shabbos, any Avera you want. He has to tell his father, stop doing it, right? So you shouldn't tell him just, no, Dad, don't do this Avera. You're being over on Divrei Torah. El Omer Le Abba, you should say, your father, talks to the Torah. Now, this is a shaila here how to learn. So let's learn like Rashi. Kach katsa b'Torah. Like he asked him, like b'tmiya. Doesn't it say in the Torah that you shouldn't do? So the guy's doing chel Shabbos. You shouldn't drive a car on Shabbos. So that's the hamina. You ask him in the b'tmiya. Like you don't tell him, oh, you're doing over Shabbos. Stop it. Respecting Mara, slave hainu haf. The ma'aser when the father's gonna be mavuyish by you like saying this to him. So you're right here, you're not being mechabed, the father, the right way. Eloi merloi Abba, he tells him, the father says, Mikru kasav b'terkach. It says in the Torah, you know, you should keep Shabbos. You don't tell him, it's me, doesn't it say in the Torah? You don't scream at him and say, Shabbos, you can't do this and this. Tell him, you know, it says in the Torah, this and this thing, and he'll get the hint from there. So here also, you should have not been so stark with your father. Wait to Snayahachi. Don't, you should, he told him, don't learn it like this, read it like this. He should have said it in a nicer lashon.
I was telling him that it says this in the Torah, nicer than asking him. Nicer to ask him, you know it's in the Torah. You're asking him, and that is what you teach a kid. Is it possible that.
Oh, so the Rambam Taka learns that way. The Rambam is Rashi learns, we'll see that the first way is you ask him, and the Gemara changes, say you just tell him straight. The Rambam learns, first way is you tell him says in the Torah, and the second way is that you ask him how to. I mean, doesn't it say in the Torah this and this and this? And I talk about Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way. Yes, you don't say not like what Rashi is learning. You just tell him that says in the Torah. You say doesn't it say in the Torah this and this, and the guy will get the hint. Either one, whoever wants to go for it.
In the case of one whose father does not know, does it then become mutter to say it in an informative way rather than in a questioning manner? I mean, if a person were to say to a non-knowledgeable father, does it not say?
I mean, the father's not getting, but you giving dropping him hints, he's not going to have the situation anyways. Then the chayyut tell him nicely.
You say nicely but informatively. It says in the Torah that we do not.
Whatever, you don't ride a car in shops. It doesn't say like that, but it says yeah.
Simply saying over the bus does not in any way make any statement about the action anyone is doing. In other words, when you specifically say something to a person of respect, that carries then an element of correction that you are doing something wrong and it should be done otherwise. We're simply saying over the bus itself allows that person then to figure it out on their own rather than you saying to them you're doing something wrong.
Okay. Fine. Let's see Rashi here. Loi tein le avuchachi, loi dia behedya shutaria. Don't tell him klar that he's making a mistake. Mishum the machzif, he's going to be embarrassed and mitzar, and he's going to be mitzar. Elo oimer loi abba kachas b'tayra. Kasak daiduch b'tmiya kamar. The have mean is you ask him b'tmiya. Does he kachas b'tayra? Doesn't it say this and this halach in the Torah? He's embarrassing. You're doing good. He tells him gently. He tells him mikra amar b'tayr. Amar lei Abi, my father. Mikra kach b'kach chas b'tayr. The pasuk in Torah says this and this thing. Fu asma yasma liba. The father himself will chap amaz maskira. What the son is trying to drop him a hint. What he's mentioning to him. Hakanami ein lecha loymar levicha loytis nayachi. You should not say don't learn like that.
What's the father tell the son do an Aveira? All two shmoes, right? Or would it be the father told him? What do we, what's the point here? The point here, that's a whole different case you're bringing in. Why? Because the father tells him to do an Aveira. He commands, here you see the father, he's being Bayer in the salad. The father tells the son, bring me an RV. What's the phone? RV's what? RV's sandwich, RV's, whatever it is. What do you say to him? You listen to him? Or is this the same case?
It's a different case. You may not be able to listen. First of all, what issue is there bringing an RV sandwich? The guy may not eat it, maybe he wants to give it to his guy.
Is it the same situation? What's the point?
Is this the same situation?
You should say Abba. Is this the same case?
Yeah, probably should say Abba. What do you mean this Arby's first? Stays entire Leis Vashli Liba Chalevi, or says you read the pasuk Leis Vashli Liba Chalevi Moi.
Or do you say no? You read the pasuk.
Oh, you could say no. I'm sorry, right? That's not embarrassing. But if you see the cases, you see the father going about to dig into Arby sandwich. You tell him Leis Vashli Gadi. Right? It's different cases. Your case is someone, the father tells his kid, go and do this and there. Or get the setup and doing an aver is for sure, you're not mechayiv. Who be mechayim mekvaydi, right? That's the Gemara always says. The father tells, someone's father tells him to go and be mechayil Shabbos. You're not mechayiv to listen, right?
Right.
Which is different than our case here.
Or help, bring me a sandwich.
Bring me a sandwich is also, there's no aver there. If you see the father doing an avera, then that's what Agamar is talking about.
In my case, bring me a sandwich. What do I do? What do I say in that case? The same thing they say, the Torah says, or
you could say that, or you may not be. If there's an issue there, you may not be mechuyev to go get it. Got to learn that lachas. Yes.
So somebody sees his father's about to chop into an army sandwich. He says the pasuk,
right.
And the father then says, I didn't cook anything in the milk. I'm just eating a piece of meat with a piece of cheese on top.
Okay. So then maybe you want to tell the father you're not allowed to do that. You have to check and show her. I don't know. If the guy's going to listen to you, l'chayr, you're mechuyev. I can't see any reason why you're not. You can still tell. The bottom line is here, don't be grub about it. It'd be nice.
Yeah. I mean, if he gives you a typical middle school student answer, then...
Right, you can explain to him a little more that, you know, we have the Rabbanan explain that, like, Sebastian Gadi's love, you know, it's so three things.
Be a nice guy, but get a little bit more assertive.
Right.
Is
this a sin that you have to save your father to have
a That's a difference. That's not the sugi here. Maybe he could have asked me, the guy's doing a verse, maybe he's in a varia, and so we should, all the parshim handle, maybe he's not being mechayiv at all. So the issue is here, what do you tell the father? How do you tell him?
I'm asking when.
What do you mean when?
If telling him right now, he's not going to quite get it, or worse, it's going to be embarrassing, don't do it now. Let him do the avera, and I do say, when you come to the kollel, you sit down and learn with him, you're over the circuit. Or no.
I would think you have to stop. There is a chiyach, and you could say it nicely.
Yeah, but he's not
going to
get it.
No, you could explain something nice. There's two ways to do it. You could see a guy eating an Arby sandwich, you could rip it out of his hand, or you could take the guy nicely and say, you know, we explain the halachas.
Yeah, we're playing with Lashon over here. You say it as a question, not as a. I mean, we're dealing with just. slightest innuendo, one way or the other, is gonna make a difference in your kibbutz av,
right,
or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying, you take it to a further step. Do you have a mitzvah? Does the son have a mitzvah to stop his father from doing this? Or is he no different than anybody else?
That's really what he.
Why is it the father here? You tell a guy.
You shochan aruch reish mem. So you learn the halach shochan aruch. I'm saying that. What?
The case is, well, wasn't he? He wasn't really critical. You don't know what he said this morning.
It's not an afish mehisura. In our Gemara, he's telling him a stickle Torah. He's getting all.
So it's not an afish mehisura.
Right.
So this Gemara is teaching how to speak to your father.
Right. Right, that's the issue. The issue is how to speak to someone's father. Not if father is eating Arby's sandwiches,
so
what to do about it. That's a different subject.
Why is the Gemara picking on a case of this or that?
Because the Gemara is trying to bring out this din over here.
Oh.
Of how to talk to the father. We have to,
I didn't need that.
Because it's a price. We're bringing the price of this whole price to showing how a person talks to his father.
So all the person that's getting focused on Israel over here, we shouldn't be focused on
this. Right. We're not. I know. I told you. It's in the beginning. It's not when he went on a romance to ask this question. It's the fall, not.
And if you will, this is the whole in the Indian and the Rambam, as whether Mrs. and the bearers are added up to subtract, whether or not they're independent. The fact that the father is doing whatever he is doing has absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with the obligations on the son. Period. That even if the father is stabbing someone to death, there are still certain obligations to keep it up on the son. It's not being mabatled by anything short of nasis or vazur, I think it is.
Even the guy's doing it in Israel, you're saying there's still
that in no way affects the chiyuv on the son as far as kibbutz av
va'em. So it's interesting. So there's a whole din of osa ma'isa amfa. Let's say this was not a father. This is a regular Jew. Okay.
Right.
You have to go through the same.
That depends where you're brought up. Certain places they see a guy driving a Shabbos, they scream Shabbos at him. Certain places they take a guy in, let's see some shalom together, let's start praying a little, and we'll.
It depends
on your shinuch.
If your father's driving a car, you can't throw a rock at
him. Yeah, I mean,
what's the difference of father? You mean a father, you have to be more polite?
Yeah, there's dinim of kibbutz av
va'em. So what happens to osa ma'isa amfa? So amfa, he's not, but father.
He's still a father. Talk to Mishnah Vayter. Mishan is chayiv b'shtei misa. Someone who's mechayiv two misas bezdin. We'll see in the Gemara exactly how that came about. Nidoyim bechamura. He gets the more stricter punishment. Avar aveira shen is chayiv b'shtei misas. He is over an aveira that is chayiv two misas. So the basic cases over here is chamoisei, which is also his mother-in-law, which is also eishes ish. So chamoisei is reifa. And Eishes Ish is Chenet. So, what does he get? So he gets the Chamura. If Yisayimer need the Mezika Rishayin Shabbal, he gets the first punishment that he's eligible for. We'll see in the Gemara how the case is going to work out. That's what he's going to get. First case is he's Chayiv Shtei Misas Bezdin. He gets Chamura. We'll see. There's going to be different cases. Each case, the Gemara is going to break down the Mishnah. Well, let's see the Rashi's, and then we'll see the Gerad and the Gemara. Avar ve'rishesh b'shtei misos, kegoyin chamoisoi. His mother-in-law, he eishes ish. She's also eishes ish. B'ziki rishoyna, b'gemara mefarish lo. Okay, it's up to Gemara here. Pshita l'charetz pashit that he's going to get the chamura one. Means like, why would I think he should get the cow one? Alice Guri, it's good. Why should, just because he does Avera A, he's just saying Bechal Shabbos, so he's Mechoyev Skila, and then he goes and kills somebody, which is Mechoyev, it's Herig, right? Herig, Senek, whatever it was. So he's Mechoyev a Shvacher Misa. So why should we say the guy's going to get off the hook? Well, I said the guy was Bechal Shabbos already, he's Mechoyev Skila. So nothing to do with that. He could have gotten regular fine Asrug. He's Mechal Shabbos on Sunday, he's Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos, and then on Sunday he went and he did another Aveira. Then by the time they got him to court on Monday, he got a whole list of stuff on him. So Amar Avam, Halakab Amayis Kinon, the case is, Gonsh Avar Aver Kala. He was over a lighter Aver. That's Mechayiv him a Misa that's lighter. And then, the Chazar Avar Aver Chamur. And then he went his Aver Aver Chamur. Sal Kedai Techamino, I might have thought, keep the Nigmar Dino Ela Aver Kala, since he had a Gemar Din for a Aver which is lighter. Hi, Gavri Katila. We had the din of a Gavri Katila. Kamash Mala, that we say does not have a din of a Gavri Katila. And he gets the Chomerdik. Let's see the Rashi and we'll see the Shtaka Kasha from Taisus here from the Sugi before. Look, Rashi. Pshita Chamur Nida. He's Pashti. He gets the stricter one. Shari Afban is Chayiv. He's also Machayiv in that. The Hegzi Salakadait and leads the Mekalim. Why would I have thought to get the Kala, the lighter of the Misa, Tchi Iskuri Isker, is he getting Schar B'Masha Avar Shtei Averis, that which is over to Averis? Eloi Avar Elal Chamura. Let's see if guy would have done the Chamura, the one. How you need them, but he would have gotten it. V'Avshav Shehoisif Lavar Ima Avera Acheres. Now he did another Avera, need the Mekali, he's going to get the Kala? Well, it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
he had a
Hatzra for Kala.
He did a Vera for... He did a Kala Vera.
Good.
Killing somebody.
With Bezdin Paskin yet?
Bezdin... Let's say they did, let's say they didn't.
No, let's say they did.
Right now, the Maskan's going to they did. But the Hamin is that we don't know if they did or they didn't. But he did a Vera. One Vera, which is going to get him the Kala thing.
But it makes a big difference to me.
And then he went and... Maskan and Bezdin Paskin.
Oh, wait, Bezdin Paskin?
Bezdin Paskin.
Dead man.
That's the thing Gemara says. And Gemara says no. Dead man, no. Dead man, but not dead man enough that we can't give him the more stricter punishment.
Why? Dead man.
I mean dead man. Live man. Who's dead? Why is he dead? Let's read the Rashi here first. Amar Rav Avadi Mikamei Das Lekamon Avdinu Tavai. If he did both, he gets through. I'm sorry, Lo Yitzchak Shemidon. We don't. There's no Kiddush. That's Pashit. If you did two separate Mises, two separate Mises, two separate Averis, Chayiv. Kiyitzich on the Snaya, the Kiddush is going to Nigmar Din and Tchilo L'Kala. He had a Gemar Din and the Kaldik of Misam. And then he went and did a, let's say, call Kil Shabbos and get him Skila. So you would think he's a dead man. Kamash Mula, no. He's not. You Shver or not? The Gemara Taisus frags the Bam Kash here. The Chayyim, think about this a second. The guy was Mechuyiv Misa, call it Chenek. So then Adam come in and say that it's Mechuyiv Skila. So we had a Gemara before that's going to be a problem of potential Adish Yat Yachalazima. The guy's a dead guy here. Shay Adish Yat Yachalazima, and you should say the guy's Pater. So why is the Gemara over here saying that he's mechuyiv. He's going to be mechuyiv. The more common to kamisa. Say once he's mechuyiv that the kal. Aiden that come in are really saying Aiden. No, this guy's no better off than a trefa. They're both going to die. So why are you mechuyiv? Why is the guy mechuyiv the second misa of the chomer? Chayyim should be considered Aiden shet yachal zimam.
There's a chaver.
Forget about chaver. Doesn't make a difference. He's dead. That's his.
The whole problem is
that she's a lozima,
but
that's not shayach. Why? The guy, they passing on this guy that is chayiv a herik. Okay? Then the other Adam come and say, by the way, this guy was also mechuyiv misa for skila on Shabbos, mechal Shabbos. Bezdin should dismiss them right away. They should say, you can't say Adis. This guy's dead here. We already passed on this guy's. So, place of the answers that we're talking about here. The second Aver is in front of Bezdin. Now, don't forget, we said in front of Bezdin then, it's going to be Atzeram in Kibrecha. So, but Bezdin doesn't have to, if they saw it in daytime, they don't have to come with the Taurus Aegis. They come, Bezdin saw it, and they could pass in what they saw. That's the difference with it. They're not getting involved in that. That's how you see the over there, but Lukhari, they don't have to come out. They don't have to come out to Einas Zayin. They saw it right there. They're passing what they see. Got throwing about it. So he says another Geshmaka Teretz. He says like this. Let's say the first tier of Aden that were Mechayiv the guy, Chenek. if they turn out that they're muzam, so really this guy was never mechuyev misa in the first place, then we'll accept their edus, the second pair of edus on the skila, in case the first misa ends up falling by the wayside for a technicality or they're muzam or whatever the situation is, then we'll accept the second set.
Just in case.
And there's a nice Aruch Lener here that he wants to, he shall too. This is Amar Rava over here. Rava over there doesn't hold this, so he doesn't care about Elisha Techalazim. Rava is the one that argues on Rashi. So really, Tyson's Kasha, if you ask me that Gemara, on Rava's make her, it doesn't make any sense. Because Rava doesn't hold this. The whole Kasha is based on Elisha Techalazim, and the whole business, Rava himself doesn't hold it. So those are the three truths that you have on that special Kasha.
Doesn't matter
then if mice is more, it's a chomer that could think, so it's chomer anyway.
Well,
you have to make it then it's chomer. You don't have to come on.
No, say you did the.